Hi there, everyone. I am Mike.
And I'm Angeline. Do you guys remember what we were talking about in our previous episode?
Let's see. It was small. It had four legs. Mm-hmm. It had fur. And it could jump really high.
Yes?
Do you know? Cats! That's what we were talking about. And we weren't just talking about the animals, though, right?
No.
We were talking about something interesting about them. What was that, Angeline?
We were talking about how they communicate with
right.
us. Yeah.
Yes.
We know they make sounds.
Mm-hmm.
They purr. Mike, that's a good example of that. And they meow.
Meow.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to find out more in our article about what else they do. I think they use a lot of body language.
True, true.
Yeah, so we're going to find out in our article. So let's take a look at that right now.
Cool.
Perfect translation. I want to know about cats' body language.
When their ears are up, cats are interested, alert, and happy.
Boots' ears go back when he's angry or scared.
His fur probably stands on end as well.
How do I tell whether he's angry or scared?
If he's really angry, his tail will lash back and forth. If he's really scared, he'll tuck it between his legs.
What does it mean when he rubs his face against me?
He's showing that you belong to him.
He sometimes needs my clothes when he sits on me too.
Cats do that when they're really happy.
Boots must be happy a lot. He's always doing that.
Interested. Interested. When Cassidy is interested in a topic, she'll keep talking about it. When Cassidy is interested in a topic, she'll keep talking about it. Probably. Probably. You're probably right, but we should still double check. You're probably right, but we should still double check. Rub. 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 Rubbed. Rubbed. Tammy's cat likes to rub its face against her legs. Tammy's cat likes to rub its face against her legs. Always. Always. Nina was always late for work, so she was fired. Nina was always late for work, so she was fired.
So Patricia is learning a lot from Brendan. She said previously, she was like, tell me more, I want to know more. She says, I want to know about cats' body language.
That's right. We mentioned body language yesterday. That's when you communicate not with words, but with your body, with your arms, your legs, your head, your eyes, right? You
yeah.
can communicate with your eyes and stuff like that. So you're not using words, but you're still sending a message. You want other people who are watching you to understand. All right. Brendan says, when cats' ears are up, cats are interested, alert, and happy. Okay, so this is a pretty normal thing to see.
Yeah.
The cat with its ears up. If the cat is interested, that means basically it's paying attention to what's going on. It's noticing things. It's maybe it's maybe likes something that's happening or something important is going on. If you're interested, you will look at a person who's talking. You will listen carefully to them. If you're talking to your friend and they're busy on their phone, well, yeah?
They're not interested.
Oh, yeah? Really? Hang on. You might start to be a little bit upset because what you're talking about, well, they're not interested because
no.
they're not looking and paying attention to you. So if you're interested, you will always pay attention. For example, when Cassidy is interested in a topic, she'll keep talking about it. When Cassidy is interested in a topic, she'll keep talking about it because it makes her mind excited,
yeah.
kind of turns her mind on, and she wants to share this information with with everyone because she's so interested. And if you're alert, that's kind of like paying attention, right? If you're crossing the street, you should be alert because there could be cars coming. And if you're sitting in class or trying to learn something, you should be alert too because that means your brain is turned on and you're getting the information that's coming in. So cats with ears that are up are alert, interested, and
I think it was happy.
Happy,
yeah.
That's right. That's another good one. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Patricia says, Boots' ears go back when he's angry or scared.
That's true.
This is true, right?
Yeah.
I don't have a cat, so I wouldn't know, but kind of, how do they go back?
They kind of get a little bit flat. They're kind of pointed backwards.
Okay.
It means the cat is, you know, thinking about running away or maybe biting you. It doesn't really like what's going on. Of course, cats' ears are also very sensitive.
Right.
So sometimes they kind of flatten the ears down if there's a loud noise because... Mm-hmm. Of course, it will scare them. It will also hurt their ears. That's something I try to remember if I'm playing loud heavy metal music or something.
Okay.
My cat might not like it because, you know, it's just very loud. And cats' ears, of course, are really, really good. They can spin around, can't they? Brendan says his fur probably stands on end as well. Yeah. If your cat is unhappy or scared of something, the fur probably stands on end, okay? Your hair can actually stand up. You might notice that on your body if you're cold or frightened or hear, you know, a strange noise or something, your hair will stand up. Well, cats do that along with other animals. It makes them look bigger and scarier. It doesn't always happen, though. That's why Brendan says, probably. We use probably to talk about things that are quite likely to happen. More than 50% will happen, but not 100%. So kind of like 70 or 80%.
Right.
You know, if you look outside and there's gray clouds in the sky and you hear the noise of thunder or lightning, it will probably rain. But only when the rain starts falling will you know 100%. But everything looks like it will. For example, you're probably right, but we should still double check. You're probably right, but we should still double check or check again.
Mm-hmm. Patricia then asks an important question.
Okay.
She says, how do I tell whether he's angry or scared?
Mm.
I mean, we know that their ears go back, but how do I know which one he's feeling?
Right, that's a good question.
It's a good idea to learn what an animal does when it's angry or scared to protect yourself, right? When an animal is scared, it will feel threatened and it might attack you out of fear. So both ways, actually. If they're angry or they're scared, they might attack you.
That's a very good point.
Best to know what they're feeling.
Absolutely. And Brendan says, well, if he's really angry, his tail will lash back and forth. If he's really scared, he'll tuck it between his legs.
So when a cat's tail goes back and forth, it's the opposite of a dog. Because when
very
a dog
quickly
does that,
it means it's happy.
Yeah, but when
right
a cat does that,
it's not so happy. This is lashing or moving back and forth. When something lashes, we're usually talking about something kind of long and thin, like a tail or a rope or something like that. And that means it's kind of swinging back and forth very quickly. Another thing you might see is, you know, if there's a strong wind, and there's a piece of rope or wire hanging outside a building, it will move back and forth. It will lash back and forth. And, of course, back and forth just means to swing from one side to the other.
And
from one side back to the other, over and over and over again. Kind of like a clock or when you were a kid and you're on the swings in the park, you would swing back and forth. From one side back, all over again. And if we tuck something, that means you kind of hide it underneath something.
Mm-hmm.
You can take your shirt and tuck it into your pants.
Yeah.
Or you can tuck one hand into your pocket if your hands are cold. So you're kind of hiding it underneath or inside of something. And cats and dogs, right, will both do that. If they're angry, if they're scared, I should say, they'll tuck their tail from back here between the legs. And if you see that and the cat's making a kind of scary noise or the dog's like, you should probably walk away from the dog because it doesn't want to talk to you right now.
No. Patricia then says, what does it mean when he rubs his face against me? When you make something press against something else and move it around, you are rubbing it.
Mm.
For example, people rub their hands together to keep themselves warm.
Oh, yeah, or when they're washing their hands, right?
You
rub your hands together, yeah.
Here is another example sentence. Tammy's cat likes to rub its face against her legs.
Ah, yes.
Tammy's cat likes to rub its face against her legs.
Yeah, cats
do cats do that?
Oh, all the time, especially when I'm in the kitchen making his food.
Mm.
But also when I'm in the bathroom, he likes to follow me in there and rub his face against my legs. It's the cat's way of kind of saying, you know, you're mine. We're friends. We're very, very close.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Brendan tells Patricia. He says, well, when he's rubbing his face against you, he's showing that you belong to him. You are his human. He's kind of marking you as his human, and you can't come over. Now, when you have two cats in a house, they might choose different places to rub their faces.
Really?
Because they're not really fighting, but kind of saying, okay, this is my place, and that's your place, and let's not go into each other's places or areas. That's what they do. They use their face because actually around here are parts of their bodies that smell a lot. So they can leave a lot more clear smell, kind of saying, this is mine, than from other parts of their body, both here and near their back legs as well.
So it's kind of like when a dog marks its territory with its urine,
right? Exactly.
Okay.
Or the way you would put your jacket on a chair because you want to sit on that chair. It's the same kind of idea. Well, now it's time, though, for an Ingwen Kwai Tong, so let's take a short break, and we'll be back with more cat action.
Hello, 我是 Celine， 又到了我们英文快译通的时间。你知道吗？有些英文动词它们单独用是一个意思，跟介系词连用又是另外一个意思，而且后面接不同的介系词还有不同的意思呢。这些动词片语有些中间可以断开来放个名词，但有一些啊是一定要黏紧紧，不能分开。今天就要带大家特别认识这些一定要黏紧紧，不能拆开的动词片语哦。英文里啊，一句话通常有主词、动词、受词组成。这里的动词除了像是 I love you 里面的 love 这么简单的动词以外，也可以是一个动词片语。我们现在看看 listen 这个动词，但用的时候它的意思是仔细听，专注的听。例如我可以说 Listen, the bird is singing， 意思呢就是仔细听，小鸟在唱歌呢。但是如果你想要表达仔细听某一个声音，我们就必须在 listen 后面加上 to。 例如我正在听歌，就是 I am listening to the song， I am listening to the song。 那为什么这是个不能分开的动词呢？因为啊，我们不能把 the song 放到 listen to 中间， I am listening the song to 那就大错特错了。一开始我就说过，动词片语中的介系词不同，意思也会不同。举例来说呢，通常我们要表示看着某个东西，我们会用 look at。 例如 My brother was looking at the map， My brother was looking at the map， 这句话的意思是我弟弟正在看着地图。但是如果我们现在把介系词换成 for， 意思就会变成寻找。我们用 look for 来改改看刚刚那句例句， My brother was looking for the map， My brother was looking for the map， 这句话的意思是什么呢？哎，很好哦，这句话的意思就是我弟弟在找这份地图。那我再举一个例子， run 这个字很简单，大家一定知道它的意思是跑的意思。但是啊，如果在后面加了一个 into， 意思就完全变咯。我造个句子让大家猜猜看是什么意思。 I ran into my high school teacher when I was taking the bus， I ran into my high school teacher when I was taking the bus。 猜得出来是什么意思吗？猜不出来没关系， run into 呢就是偶然碰到的意思。所以不可拆的动词片语有两个重点哦。第一个呢，就是你不可以把动词和介系词分开。第二个就是搭配不同的介系词，动词片语就会有不同的意思哦。驾驭动词片语也是英文很好的表现哦。英文快通，我们下次见，拜拜。
All right, back to Patricia. What does she say? There's another interesting thing she's noticed here.
He sometimes needs my clothes when he sits on me, too.
He needs your clothes?
Yeah.
Like he says, hey, give me your jacket?
No. Oh. You usually hear the word need when you talk about making bread.
It's when you need with the K. Okay.
It's when you press and stretch a mixture of flour and water many times with your hands. So the word need also means to rub and squeeze muscles for the purposes of relaxing them or to make them less painful.
Oh, like in a massage, right?
Yeah.
You need your sore and painful muscles.
So what exactly does it look like when a cat knees? The cat will push in and out with its front paws, alternating between left and right. They tend to do this on soft surfaces like pillows, blankets, and other animals and even people.
And my belly.
Does your cat need you?
Yes, all the time. That means the cat's settling down for a nice, relaxing sleep, probably. It's feeling very comfortable, very safe. It's actually what baby cats do to the mother cat to make the milk flow.
Oh, yes, I read about
that. They go around there, and then they start to suck on the mother's milk, and the kneading or the pushing action makes the milk start to flow. So
okay.
It's kind of like, you know, opening your bottle of water. You can't drink the water till it's open. Well, the cat can't drink milk till it starts to knead. And Brendan says cats do that. Even older cats do that when they're very happy. Now, it sounds like Boots is happy, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so, right?
Yeah,
Patricia says, Boots must be happy a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He's always doing that. If you're always doing something, it means that you do it all the time, at all times, or every time. Here is an example sentence. Nina was always late for work, so she was fired.
Ooh.
Nina was always late for work, so she was fired.
We should point out that word need. Yes, it sounds like N-E-E-D, like I need to drink water because I'm thirsty. But notice, it's a K-N-E-A-D spelling, and you don't say the K, all right? But it sounds the same as the other word need. All right, that's it for cats, but we'll be back after this short break. So there you go. In 2 days, we've gotten, you know, some good tips on how to understand what cats are trying to tell us. It's amazing that animals like cats and dogs, who, of course, can't speak, they can't read or write, but they can still send a lot of good information, a lot of useful and important information to us, their human friends, just by a few sounds and a little bit of body language. It's really incredible.
I have a question, actually, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
When a cat is angry, does it make any type of sound? Because I recall that they do kind of make a sound, but
they might make
a
kind of a low growling sound in their throat, right? So kind of like a dog. It's a sound, if you hear it, you'll definitely feel, this isn't a normal sound.
Okay.
And if they're trying to scare you, they might go, they might do
I've
that.
I've heard that, like a hiss.
And they show their teeth at the same time. And if you get that, well, don't move your hand anywhere near the cat because it's going to bite or scratch you. Both of those sounds mean go away, human. I don't like you right now. So, you know, good stuff. It can avoid you getting hurt by accident. And it can also help you make better friends with your cats that are living around you. So that's
right.
Nice.
That's all the time we have for today. So this is Angeline signing off.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Julie found some great bargains at the local flea market.
Julie found some great bargains at the local flea market.
Hi, I'm Vina. 平常假日啊，闲来无事的时候，你会喜欢去跳蚤市场吗？跳蚤市场啊，通常是卖 second hand 的东西，也就是二手的。那么跳蚤市场我们应该要怎么说呢？非常简单，就是英文的跳蚤 flea 再加上市场的英文 market， 当然就是跳蚤市场啦。You can get to know the locals by visiting flea markets。去当地的跳蚤市场呢，晃个两圈，可以帮助你啊多多了解当地的文化哦。Local 加上 s 为名词，是当地人的意思。我们今天的小聚会 ，Julie found some great bargains at the local flea market。Julia 在当地的跳蚤市场啊，发现很多不错的特价品。Bargain 还记得我们曾经说过它的意思吗？当动词啊，是指讨价还价、杀价的意思；而在这里啊，是当名词，是指特价品的意思哦。不要忘记啦，让我们来复习一下今天的小聚会吧。Julie found some great bargains at the local flea market。小聚会，我们马上就能见面喽 ！See you。
Julie found some great bargains at the local flea market.
Julie found some great bargains at the local flea market.
Perfect translation! I want to know about cats' body language.
When their ears are up, cats are interested, alert, and happy.
Boots' ears go back when he's angry or scared.
His fur probably stands on end as well.
How do I tell whether he's angry or scared?
If he's really angry, his tail will lash back and forth. If he's really scared, he'll tuck it between his legs.
What does it mean when he rubs his face against me?
He's showing that you belong to him.
He sometimes needs my clothes when he sits on me too.
Cats do that when they're really happy.
Boots must be happy a lot. He's always doing that.
Interested. Interested. When Cassidy is interested in a topic, she'll keep talking about it. When Cassidy is interested in a topic, she'll keep talking about it. Probably. Probably. You're probably right, but we should still double check. You're probably right, but we should still double check. Rub. 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 Rubbed. Rubbed. Tammy's cat likes to rub its face against her legs. Tammy's cat likes to rub its face against her legs. Always. Always. Nina was always late for work, so she was fired. Nina was always late for work, so she was fired.